I've been asked by a friend to come assist with moving some items from their home. And though I've been to their house, it's been a while and I'm really not clear how to get there. So I've asked for an address, and then I'll plug that address into my phone and get a GPS signal that'll show me the right way to get there and make my job a little easier. I won't have to struggle. I won't have to turn the wrong direction, but I'll know what direction to go. The Word of God gives us the same type of roadmap for our lives, telling us where we need to go, how we need to behave. I believe that the Bible is first intended to reveal the character of God, that what we're to see there is the God that is the God of the universe in a picture that he wants us to understand, one that he wants us to see, one that he wants us to embrace. And so we embrace a picture of God that cares for us. Somehow this God of the universe cares for each of us as individuals. And while we can look out at space and see endless, endless stars and universes and galaxies, this same God that created all of that wants us to understand that he is personally aware of us and our struggles, and he's given us in his roadmap not only a way to get to him, but a way to love others and love him through obedience. When we look at the book of Ephesians, we see that chapters 1, 2, and 3 really embrace what we have received in Christ. We know that we were dead in our transgressions and sins in which we used to live. We now lead a new life. And so in the second half, chapters 4, 5, and 6, Paul begins to dig into what is that new life? What is our responsibility? How do we change? How do we develop? And in chapter 4, in our last few readings, we've been looking at the verses that say that we are to be made new in the attitude of our mind. And we talk about the fact that we are to begin to change our behaviors. Paul gives us this general comment, but he also includes with it some specifics to help us orient, to help us find our way along the path, so that we don't just have a general picture, start at one destination in the attitude of your mind, but change the attitude of your mind to another destination, one that pleases God. But also he's going to give us specifics along the way. Same is true with my GPS. When I start down the road, it'll tell me each turn. It'll warn me that I'm coming up to a stop sign and I'll need to make a left. So God's word guides us in very general ways, but also in specifics so that we can keep on track and stay in tune. Today, in verse 25 of chapter 4, Paul begins, "Therefore," when he says therefore, he's reflecting back on that attitude of our mind. Since we have this new life, "therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body." In other words, we must embrace the truth, let go of those things that are false, and treat one another in a way that is respectful. "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry." We're very specifically warned in this instance about anger and told, don't let the sun go down on your anger. In practical terms, if you're angry, if you're dealing with disappointment, with a lack of forgiveness in your life, go make it right. Make it right and make peace before the sun goes down. The deeper it's buried, the harder it is to get to those things, pull them out, and make changes before the damage is done. It says, "In your anger, do not sin." So it's not telling us that we can't be angry. Anger is a natural emotional response to pain that we feel, disappointment we feel, frustration that we feel, but it's telling us not to sin in our anger. In our anger, don't get angry and do things that we shouldn't do. Don't seek vengeance. Don't lash out. Don't try to crush the object of our anger. Instead, it's teaching us to resolve those things. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Get to the bottom of it quickly. And do not give the devil a foothold. A nice footnote to this. Don't give Satan an opportunity to take that anger and turn it into ill, to damage relationships with people with whom we are in the body together. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Don't give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work. Do something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. In other words, we're now in a community together. Don't steal from one another. Don't take what you don't deserve. Don't look to take the easy way out. Instead, go to work. Earn your keep. Be responsible for your part in the body. In fact, do enough not only to satisfy yourself, but to be able to help your neighbor. We're living in a community together now. As we go along this roadmap, Paul has a lot to say to us. He'll continue to instruct us all the way through chapter 5 and 6. Look forward to sharing those with you in our next time together. Have a great Sunday.